A, who knows the details of the Pitesht experiment better than anyone, is Mr. Sorin Ilieshu. He's in the middle of filming a documentary about the subject.
Up until now, I've filmed more than 75 survivors of the Pitesht experiment. It's something that I've been doing for the past 4 years.
He's heard endless lists of the methods of torture used to break the prisoners' self-esteem.
They'd put a lot of salt in the food. After salt, you need to drink lots of water. But they'd refuse to give you water. And after half an hour, when you were begging for water, they'd give you urine to drink. The political prisoners were made to spit in each other's mouths, for example.
Many of the torture methods were designed to humiliate those with a strong Christian faith.
They'd take a political prisoner, who was also a theology student, and make him play the part of the priest and offer Holy Communion to his colleagues. However, the Holy Communion would be performed with fecal matter in a bowl. He'd go round and give each of his colleagues a spoonful of the feces, as though performing communion.
However, the worst thing about the process wasn't the torture itself.
The most horrible thing about the Pitesht experiment was the fact that the torturers, the people obliged to carry out the torture on the prisoners, were in fact the colleagues of the prisoners. They were prisoners themselves. They did so in the hope that they'd be freed more quickly and have their sentences reduced. That's why they made this pact with the devil.
To find out more, I met up with one of the survivors of the experiment, Mr. Aristide Ionescu, who still lives in the city of Pitesht, just 100 kilometers from Bucharest. He's 91 years old. Mr. Ionescu was a political dissident.
I was condemned to prison because I took food to the anti-communist fighters in the mountains in Agnota. I was sentenced to 4 years.
In Pitesht, the prison is still standing, or at least part of it. Mr. Ionescu shows me round.
This was the bathroom. We were brought in here, six at a time. When they started the experiment here in Pitesht, they started with a brutal torture regime in the room known as Hospital Room 4. It was so harsh that people died. Here, around 30 political prisoners died. We know because we have the documents. It may have been more, but we can prove that at least 30 people died.
Mr. Ionescu can still recall the torture that took place here.
Și torturile cele mai simple.
The simplest form of torture involved crouching down with your hands on your toes and another person on your back. After half an hour, you'd swap positions and the person below would go on top so that you couldn't sleep normally. They'd hit you as soon as they saw you were sleeping. They beat you until you passed out. There were cases of insanity to the methods of torture they applied. I didn't pray to God to escape. I prayed to die, to escape the torture. It was to destroy your nationalism and Christian faith, to turn you into a robot that believed in Stalin's ideology.
Mr. Ionescu was determined to make this known to the outside world, and so, in secret, he kept a diary.
I wrote it down as soon as I left prison, in 1954. I said, these things should definitely be made public. That's why I started writing everything down at night. My first book appeared in 1992.
However, the people struggling to keep the memory of the experiment alive are facing an uphill battle. Mr. Ilie Popa heads the Pitesht Experiment Association, which runs annual symposiums for survivors and journalists. Even today, he faces resistance from the authorities.
I received threatening phone calls telling me to mind my own business and so on. In 2005, one of my assistants came to me at the university and told me that he'd been approached by two agents from the Romanian intelligence services. I can't help but ask why, because everything we do is totally open. I even invited the intelligence services to all our events.
He says there's a very simple reason for the authorities' reticence.
The majority of people...
The majority of business people and politicians come from the old structures. It's not in their interest to bring to light certain things that could be troublesome, if not for them, then for their parents and relations.
Today, Mr. Popper's association hopes to turn the Pitești experiment prison building into a museum. If they succeed, it'll be a lasting testimony to a black episode in Romania's history, one which some people would still rather forget.